Welcome to the Proud Aspie Mom podcast, where I am just shining light on mentors and just in general icons in our community that I respect because of the hard work and service that they're doing. And of course, as I said in the prior podcast, that it takes a village and the village has to be strong. And that's how we all grow and rise. I am honored to be here with one of my little mentors and legends, Terry Lipsey Scott, who leads the iconic Carter G. Woodson Museum, Dr. Carter G. Woodson Museum. And she has been doing fabulous things and has grown it to this space where we just have to shine a light on it. So I wanted you to tell us about what the museum is up to, how the museum is growing, and more importantly, what are you doing for all those young people who are just breaking barriers in college and earning funds through the Woodson Warriors?
Hi, Cam, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Indeed, I am the biggest fan of your Mutual Admiration Society, so you know that I am indeed proud of you and all that you're doing. I appreciate the opportunity that you're affording me to bring to light the wonderful, wonderful asset we have here in the city of St. Petersburg, that being the Dr. Carter G. Woodson African American History Museum.
Yes.
Museum, in fact, was once the community center and rental office for St. Petersburg's first developed African-American public housing community, that being Jordan Park. Mm-hmm. And in the late 1990s, after a white officer shot and killed a black kid, President Clinton sent down Henry Cisneros to our community to look at the lay of the land and determine how he might help transform a segregated community. And with that, they provided a Hope Six grant to redevelop the Jordan Park community. Those within the community decided how critically important it was to preserve, present, and interpret African-American history. And as a result, they decided to forego their community center so that we might have a space in the city of St. Petersburg that we're calling an African-American museum. And I can't emphasize enough, those with the least have sacrificed the most in order for us to have this space that we're calling an African-American museum. We're talking about public housing residents giving up their community center so that we might have a space here in St. Petersburg to call an African-American museum. Well, since opening the doors back in 2006, this has been quite the journey. The mayor recently dedicated 5.5 acres of land to the Carter G. Woodson African American Museum to build a proper African American museum, not only here in St. Petersburg, but for the state of Florida. And we're excited about that.
I'm ecstatic about it. This is beyond awesome, because when you think about what you just said, it was so powerful in that those with the least gave up the most. But you've also honored the space, a gathering space for the community. And I think that says so much about why it continues to be successful and an instrumental part of our community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with that, we have some of the most robust programming here in the city of St. Petersburg that I love to claim. And one of those happened to be the Woodson Warrior Project. Woodson Warriors happen to be scholarships that are made available to African-American seniors who are looking to further their education in universities and colleges, not only here in the state of Florida, but across the country. And we are extremely proud this year that we made available 30 scholarships to African-American scholars who are looking to pursue their dreams. And what a delight it is to partner with Jane Bunker, just a phenomenal individual, giving person who created this scholarship. And I must humbly say, in recognition of my mother, I lost my mother 3 years ago, and she wanted to do something really special. And as a result, she wanted to establish a scholarship in my mother's name. And I countered that with the Woodson Warrior Scholarship. And it's just extremely meaningful to me because of my passion for youth and for those African-American scholars who are looking for that extra to take them the way.
Okay, I am bracing and just my heart is filled with joy with all that. Can you share how much money that you have been able collectively through this project to give to students? And more importantly, what do you want to say to partners who want to contribute to the village?
We want to say that the best investment that you can make is in the lives of those who are wanting to make a difference. Mm. So many of the scholars are first generation going off to college. First generation, can you imagine in 2021? And with that, their aspiration, their dreams can only be lifted with the support that we can lend to making a difference in their lives. So if there's anyone who's interested and wanting to make this a better world, a better community, a better place, consider making a contribution to the Woodson Warrior Scholarship Fund.
Well, I can't thank you enough. Lastly, I'll just say thank you for allowing me to witness that, to see all these young people at the award ceremony where you gave them money, just to see their joy and their light and their poise and their talent. That's a gift to us. So thank you for your time.